I have a question for you to ponder. Do you think we are sinners in the hands of an angry God? Or is God in the hands of angry sinners? Pay attention to our gospel lesson today to help you determine that answer. The Pharisees attempt to trap Jesus, who has said he is God. They want to trap God. They want to catch him in an error. So they ask him about paying taxes. The silly thing is to think this is about taxes. It's not. But that's the example that's used by the gospel writer. They ask, is it lawful to pay the tax? If Jesus says yes, the Jewish people will be angry. If they say no, if Jesus says no, then the Roman people will be angry. So they think they've got him. But Jesus, knowing they're trying to entrap him, asks them a question. Show me a coin, he says. Whose image is on it? And they say, Caesar's. Now, when he said, show me a coin, and they reached in their pocket and took out a coin, no good upstanding Jew would have a coin with Caesar's picture on it, because it declared that Caesar was divine, that he was God. So just showing Jesus the coin shows that they have betrayed their own hypocrisy. Jesus ends up saying, as we know so commonly, we've heard this story, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. In whose image are you made? In God's image. You belong to God. And so if we belong to God, Jesus in effect is saying to us, do you live in the image of me? And what is your image of me? Well, a lot of people have thought thousands of years and think even today that God is an angry God. He's going to make us pay for our sins. He's going to judge us and condemn us and send some of us to hell. Not me, maybe you. And I think the reason we think that is because we have God in the hands of angry sinners. We're so aware of our own mistakes, instead of believing in a forgiving and a loving God, we think he's just like we are, and he's going to be upset, and he's going to judge us, and he's going to make us do something for punishment. But my brothers and sisters, over and over again, we have heard the truth that we have a God who loves us, who created us in his image, who wants to be close to us, who wants to be one with us. You've heard before me say that one author wrote, first God created us in his image, and then after sin entered the world, we recreated God in our image. And I think it's true. I think we see in God what's in us. We project it. And the challenge today is to say, is that whose image you live in? You think God is an angry God who wants to hurt and pay people back for their mistakes? Then you see the wrong thing. God forgives us. He loves us. It's repeated often by Jesus. And it's already done. It's already completed. The forgiveness has been given. We don't have to seek it out. We don't have to try to attain it. It has already been given to us. So when we come here today, we come to celebrate a God who loves us. Or we should celebrate that. We should be able to let go of our fears because they are our fears. They aren't real in God's world. We can't carry our fear into God's eternal life. And being afraid doesn't get you heaven. Being loved by God gets you heaven. So can you live in the image of a loving and forgiving God? And of course, if we say that's whose image we are created in, then can you be loving and forgiving? Always? Not just some of the time. Our mistaken notion about God's love is that it's something we can turn on and off. We can give it and take it away. But that's not how God loves. God loves consistently and unconditionally. He always extends His love and forgiveness to us and invites us to live in His image. So when Jesus asks the question, whose image is on the coin, He's really asking, whose image are you carrying? In whose image do you live? At the end of the day, do you say, I've lived as God would have me live? Do you say, I have lived in God's loving image, forgiving image? That's who we are. That's who we are called to be. Not people who are angry and afraid, but people who are loved and forgiven. May we celebrate that forgiveness by our communion with one another in God, by the prayers and the songs we sing. May this truly be a joyful celebration that we live in the image of a loving God.